The tower has taken an interest. I felt a hand on my shoulder. Darling. I scrunched over so she could get up beside me and see. She left her hand where it was. You can guess how many friends that made me. Someone got out of the coach. No black for this clown. A popinjay, Bowman said. And me. I always wondered what that meant. The peacock looked around at the bodies, at the remains of the palace, said something to one of his outriders. The horseman rode up the steps and into the unburned part of the building. A minute later, people started tumbling out. The other riders herded them together facing the clown. Gossamer and Spider Silk came out. A rider chivied them toward his boss.
Called on the carpet, Bowman said. Be interesting to hear that.
There wasn't no doubt who was senior to who down there. The twins did everything but get down on their bellies. A back and forth went on for maybe 10 minutes. Then the twins started sending their people scurrying off.
What now? Raven muttered.
Next thing the peacock did was set up housekeeping in the only undamaged building in the neighborhood. The temple. Downstairs. We was stuck. People started coming to see the new Nabob. Brigadier Wildbrand was one of the first. The Night Stalkers had not been involved in any of the fighting so far. The chaos died away for a few hours while the madmen of war digested the news about the new boy in town. Then it blazed up, white hot. But it died out, spent, before sundown. We got the word well after dark, knew why it had gotten quiet. The limper was headed for ore, bent on grabbing the silver spike. Ore was not going to let him have it. According to Exile, the new man from the tower.
Shit, I muttered.
That limper has more lives than a cat.
I knew we should have made sure of him, Raven growled.
He glared at Darling. Her fault. She had been so sure, she had seen no need to argue with the tree god. Exile had orders to hold ore and destroy the limper. Our spy said he meant to do that if it cost every life in the city. Shit. The tower would have to send some guy who took his job serious. Chapter 53. Smedge woke first. Before he had his wits in hand, he knew there was something wrong. Tully was gone. Maybe he had to go take a leak. Smedge scrambled out into the unexpected brightness of morning. No sign of Tully. But the nearby street, unused in recent times, was choked with traffic. Every vehicle carried corpses. Smedge gaped. Then he ducked back down into the ruined cellar and found Fish, shook him till he growled, "What the hell is the matter?" "Tully's gone, and you gotta see what's outside to believe it."
"That idiot."
Fish was wide awake now. "All right, get your shit. We gotta move just so he don't know where to find us."